Well, here's another thing the Trump administration wants to do. It wants to get rid of rules that would protect water and communities from fracking on federal lands. Among other things, the regulations require oil and gas companies to disclose the chemicals they're using. They were proposed by the Obama administration but have been held up in court since 2015. And last week, the Bureau of Land Management officially proposed nixing the rules. Now, scientists have found that people who live near hydraulic fracturing sites are more likely to experience health problems, and that has fueled speculation that the fracking process is to blame. But one researcher thinks the problem might be coming from another source. Reed Frazier of Here and Now contributor The Allegheny Front explains.
Mike McCauley is a West Virginia University professor of environmental health. When he started studying fracking a few years ago, he began hearing stories from residents and medical professionals in fracking areas of children getting asthma and an increase in cardiovascular disease.
That's usually considered a sentinel event when people start saying, well, I'm noticing this upswing. So it's not proof positive, but it's something to make you sit up and take a closer look.
These anecdotes were followed by government-funded studies showing similar trends, like an uptick in hospitalization, asthma, and premature birth in fracking areas. But they couldn't explain why these effects were happening. McCauley knew that some of these symptoms are common to people exposed to diesel fumes. He thought these health impacts may be tied to diesel emissions at the well pad itself, from equipment used to drill and frack for natural gas. Then a few years ago, he had an epiphany, standing in a town in northeastern Pennsylvania during the height of the fracking boom.
And about every 45 seconds, there was a heavy-duty diesel truck came by. And it didn't matter what the time of day was.
Diesel engines emit a large number of tiny solid and liquid masses called ultrafine particles. These particles are so small they can fit inside the pores of a human cell, says McCauley. And once inside a cell, can cause problems. Diesel pollution is linked to heart and lung disease and cancer. So McCauley began testing the air along roads near fracking sites in West Virginia on a grant from the Department of Energy. And he saw concentrations of ultrafine particles similar to what you would find in a big city or near a highway. He says that makes sense, since each gas well requires between 4,000 and 6,000 truck trips to haul equipment and materials to the well site.
Here comes one.
In Scenery Hill in Washington County, Pennsylvania, Lois Bauer Bjornsson can tell a truck is coming up the road the next valley over. Bauer Bjornsson and her husband moved here from Pittsburgh 13 years ago with their young children. She became an environmental activist after watching 33 wells get built within a 3-mile radius of her house. She said she knew the state highway her house was on had plenty of traffic when she moved in, but it wasn't like this.
When it was busy, it would be in the mornings and the evenings for like what we call rush hour, but not what it is now. It's endless, and you've got massive trucks. Whether they're residual waste trucks, freshwater trucks, the crane trucks, just everything you need for a well pad is trucked in.
The gas industry says it's cutting down on emissions from trucks at well sites. Seth Whitehead is with the industry group Energy In Depth. He says companies are using more equipment and vehicles that run on natural gas, which is cleaner burning than diesel. And in some areas, they're trying to use fewer trucks to bring in the millions of gallons of water needed to hydraulically fracture the gas-rich rocks where they're drilling.
Where several wells are located in close proximity, it's now common for companies to use freshwater ponds that use water pipelines rather than trucks to get water to hydraulic fracturing sites.
Still, he says, diesel trucks remain indispensable for the industry.
Our society as a whole is always trying to find a way to minimize emissions. At the same time, we have to produce the energy that we need to power our economy in this country. So it's definitely, I think, a balance.
Pennsylvania's Department of Environmental Protection has limits on truck idling and says air quality in drilling regions meets federal standards. But the state's monitors aren't measuring those ultrafine particles scientist Mike McCauley is concerned about. McCauley says we could find public health impacts farther away from wells than previously thought. Though he says it's understandable that attention has been focused at the well pads.
If your kids are sick or your grandparents are sick or you're not feeling so well yourself, to say, it must be that well pad because I can see that well pad and it's got its lights on all night long and we should be going after that. in fact, ignore the truck that's rumbling past your house.
McCauley is using satellite data and lab analysis to test his hypothesis. Those results could come out in the next year or two. For Here and Now, I'm Reed Frazier.